Lake Effect returns now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra has been around since 1900. It is the oldest fretted instrument organization in the country. And in the 114 years it's been around, the orchestra has performed countless times, including twice on that very popular public radio show, A Prairie Home Companion.
Well, this Sunday they'll feature works performed by three mandolin soloists as well as a number of ensemble pieces. We'll get a preview of that concert now as guitarist and new musical director Renee Izquierdo, assistant musical director Katie Vandenberg, former director and now the librarian and archivist Paul Rupa, and manager Ruth Williams join me in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
So thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
114 years. This is pretty amazing. There are symphony orchestras that have not been in existence that long and had such a storied career. Paul, are you and Ruth probably the longest serving members at this point?
Yeah.
In the room right now, I mean?
I joined the group in 1981.
And Ruth?
Well, I started in the 80s, but I've been in and out. But Paul certainly is the historian and the elder in this case.
The elder in this case. And so when you look at what's happened with the orchestra since you joined in 1981, I mean, that's 35 years.
It's 35 years. When I joined, there were six members in the group, and now there's about 25. It's a world of difference, and it's just been so exciting. I've loved just about every minute of it. It's been great.
Has the musicality improved?
Absolutely, especially since Renee joined the group. Renee Izquierdo became our conductor as of last October, about a year now. And it's just been a wonderful transition, and everybody seems to be enjoying it. The group has grown, and the musicality, the performance level has just improved, and I just see it keeping getting better.
So, well, Renee, what prompted you to take over the leadership?
First of all, I should say that I have to thank Linda Binder, because Linda Binder also contributed a great deal to get Aunt Paul.
Absolutely.
Because I pick up right where she left off, and she brought the group actually to a very high level. They perform in several CMSA conventions. They've done very well. What I did is just continue her work. Well, it happened that Linda wanted to do a little bit more of solo career for herself. And, you know, I was asked in Ruth's house.
To, you were plying him with food? Is that what you
asked? Well, yes, food, drink, anything.
So yes. You know, I said yes. There are a couple of things I always wanted to conduct. I conduct guitar ensembles, but it's not quite the same thing as a full family of orchestra representation in the room when you have the mandolin orchestra. Plus, I have some affinity with the instrument since I've been playing since 2006 with Carlo Alonso. That actually Paul was the one that, and Linda, that invited me to play. Carlo was playing with the orchestra, and they asked me if I could play the first half of the concert with him. And it went so well that right after the concert, Carlo asked me if I wanted to tour with him. So we've been playing on and off since 2006. I thought it was just a logical step, next step, to become a little bit more close and part of the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra, help them to grow and take our music far beyond the Wisconsin boundaries.
Now, Katie, how long have you been part of the orchestra? You're the assistant music director, right?
I'm the assistant music director, correct. I've been playing, it's been about 3 years. I've been playing mandolin for about 3.5 years. So to start from just a player, and along with the guidance of Ruth and Paul and Renee and everybody, I stepped up to the assistant musical director, and it's just been such a wonderful experience with this group.
Had you played instruments before?
Yes, okay. I played violin for 28 years now. So that was my background coming into the mandolin. It was such a fairly easy transition. You know, there's stuff that you have to tweak and learn on the mandolin.
But you
have
the musical,
background,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, the foundation was there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Paul actually was my first teacher.
Oh, okay.
So
it ties back around.
Yeah. Not even knowing how to play the mandolin, and he is a very, very good teacher.
Now, when you look at the repertoire for mandolin orchestra, and Renee, you're coming from a classical guitar background, How much do those two things overlap? Obviously more than I thought, because you've got an entire album of music that, and we're about to hear in a little bit a piece, a duet for mandolin and guitar. And I didn't realize that there was so much repertoire.
Neither did I until 2006. Actually, in the part of the orchestra, the guitar has always been a big member of the mandolin orchestra through all of the years. I think there has been guitar representation all the time. It's not as prominent as when you play duo with, you know, with mandolin, but it's actually always has been present. And Paul,
I was going to say, did you know about some
of
this repertoire?
There's a difference between mandolin orchestra repertoire and mandolin and guitar duets. The mandolin orchestra repertoire is something that I've been working on for quite a while. Actually, I'm in the middle of a scanning project because the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra's library is one of the oldest and largest mandolin orchestra libraries in the world. We're working on a project to catalog and scan as much as we can of the out-of-copyright music. And I've got thousands of pieces. I've already got 1,500 titles scanned in, and that's about close to 500 mandolin orchestra arrangements from numerous publishers dating back to the 1890s and up until about 1930.
We're going to hear something that's not that at all now. This is a piece, we were talking about the duos before, and this is for mandolin and guitar. And Katie and Renee, tell me a little bit about this piece before you play it.
Filippo Gragnani was a classical composer, worked a lot with Carulli and other guitarists from the time, 1790 to turn of the century. And his music is very lively. It's very, you know, beautiful, Mozart-like in some sense, or Haydn-like, I should say. I think it's a beautiful, because it helps the mandolin sings like a violin would. One of the things that our type of instrument has a little bit more evident is the ability of creating colors. So it brings a complete different light to this repertoire.
Well, let's hear it. We're going to hear a larghetto and a rondo from the duetto number 3 of Filippo Gragnani.
Thank you.
that was René Izquierdo and Katie Vandenberg performing the Larghetto and Rondo by Filippo Grignani from the Duetto No. 3. And I understand that's going to be you're performing this as well as more of that in the upcoming concert?
That's correct. Yeah. On November 2nd, we'll be having three soloists with us. We have Linda Binder, and we have Misha Litvin, who's a Russian Domra player. And then we also have Renee and Carlo Alonso will be joining us. And Renee and Carlo will be playing the Grignani that he and I just performed. But on this concert, we have a couple classical pieces. We have some, how would you explain it, Paul? Vintage Halloween.
Oh, Halloween novelty tunes from 1900 and 1901.
Oh, fun.
And we're also doing the Vivaldi Concerto in A minor for violin with Carlo as our soloist. We're playing some Brazilian music.
Brazilian.
And we're playing some Russian music. So we're giving our soloists
quite
some,
the workout.
Some, well, they're giving them some opportunity to play.
To shine.
To
a
play
bit
the,
for
the
everybody.
Type,
a little bit of.
The type of music that they like playing with the orchestra. So it's sort of a wonderful blend.
The orchestra only becomes stronger when it becomes larger in numbers and in quality.
I'm certainly interested in getting young people on the orchestra, you know, because that's the way we're going to keep the genre and the orchestra alive. If we have, and Paul has been crucial in that by teaching and bringing younger, nothing wrong with our current population of the orchestra. It's just that a fresh outlook of things bring more possibilities for people that will be playing with us for a lot longer years and then keep the tradition that we've been working since 1904.
Yeah, 1900. But the tradition of people playing in the group for a long time is true. I've been in the group for about almost 34 years. And one of my predecessors, Jake Scosher, played with the group until he was in his 90s. He played for over 65 years in this orchestra. And another old friend who's also gone now, Ewald Tim, played for 63 years with the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra. And the original name of the group is the Bon Ami Musical Circle, which has to do with good friends. And that's really a big part of our group is camaraderie, friendships that tend to last forever. And my feeling is that once we've got our hooks, once we join the group,
yes.
We've got you for life.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. That's true. So, you know, we have players from all levels, and they all participate in one way or another. And they all contribute.
Well, here's to another 114 years of this. But I want to thank the four of you for coming in this morning to talk about it and to play a little music for us, a little taste of what the concert is going to be. Best of luck. And then next time, maybe we can get the whole orchestra.
Yeah,
get a recording.
I would like to extend my gratitude to all the Milwaukee people that have supported us over the years and have come to our concerts. We are probably stronger than ever now, and I would like get to continue that way. And an orchestra and musicians are nothing without the support of a very big and generous audience.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you,
Bonnie. René Izquierdo is the Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra's musical director. Katie Vandenberg is the assistant musical director. Paul Ruppa is the organization's librarian and archivist. And Ruth Williams is its manager. John Strelecki engineered our in-studio performance.
The Milwaukee Mandolin Orchestra performs this Sunday afternoon at 3 at the UWM Recital Hall. There's a link to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.
A short break now, and then we'll return with part 5 of our week-long series that takes us behind the scenes with the next generation of professional ballet dancers. So stay tuned for that. Lake Effect will be right back on Milwaukee Public Radio.